My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
So, guy says this to me over the weekend, and I'm trying to sort of figure out if this is an okay way to look at it. It's going to be challenging. But he says, hey, you know, once you accept that the Giants are just a 500 team, nothing more, nothing less, you will have a much more enjoyable experience watching them. And I went, okay. I don't know if that's true. I can't deny it because I can't get myself to the point of just accepting that they are 500 and stink, even though that message has been pounded into my head for well over 120 games.
Yeah, 126.
Okay.
63-63.
Because acceptance is, if you care, if you don't care about Giants baseball, then you don't care.
Right.
But if you care, acceptance of that fact feels like a defeat in and of itself, doesn't it?
Yes and no. It really feels like a defeat relative to where you were at the start of the year when you were 0-0 and you thought, okay, you know, Snell and we got Jung-Hoo Lee and this team's going to be more exciting. They should be better. And I like our chances, 85 wins and maybe this and that. And you have all these hopes and then you get 126 games in, and you've been slightly above 500. You've been slightly below, but by and large, you've been two steps forward, three steps back, three steps forward, and two steps back. You've been this kind of team, and just hearing you lay that out, it reminded me of being a Cal football fan. And my son went to Cal. I prefer Cal over Stanford, but you're a Cal football fan, and you know the season's about to start. Week zero is coming up this Saturday, and if you're a Cal fan, you're looking at the schedule and you're thinking, you're not thinking national championship. You're not thinking Pac-12 championship. It doesn't exist anymore. You're not even thinking about really any championship. You're probably thinking, you know what? If we can make it to a bowl game, that would be good.
Yeah.
How about we go, let's go 6-6. Let's go 7-5 and let's make a bowl game. And that's kind of where you are now as a Giants fan. And it's kind of a sad reality. If you're a Cal football fan, you've been there. Because they haven't been phenomenal in really my whole life. I mean, they've had a couple of flash years, but unfortunately now being a Giants fan is kind of like that where, and I like what your friend was saying about, you know, the acceptance. We talked about the five stages of grief a lot, the Kubler-Ross model, and you get to acceptance where, you know, you realize, okay, this is who the Giants are, and I've come to accept that, so then maybe you can enjoy the last 5 weeks of their season. And, you know, They might somehow make it into the wild card. I doubt it, but you just enjoy the last 36 games and, you know, hope that you can enjoy the 18 wins more than you enjoy the 18 losses.
An 85 win season would mean going 22-14 the rest of the way.
Sure.
Although it would mean going 19-14 the rest of the way against the difficult part of the schedule, because that would presuppose they win these next three against the absolutely dreadful Chicago White Sox, which they probably won't do.
Yeah.
But they should. They're that bad. But anyway,
well, I 30 times the White Sox have won baseball games, I'm being told.
Yeah, they'll probably, the Giants will probably take two out of three. That's probably what will happen over over these next three. They probably need to win all three, and I don't even know what need means. I mean, we've reached a point where it's like 85 wins will get you in. I don't know that. I don't know that. The Braves might win 86. I don't know. You know what I mean? That might not be good enough. But I just look at this and I go, all right, you're 63-63. You're clearly not great. You're not great. So I don't know why you would swagger into a room. But you need to start swaggering into a room. And I don't know if there's a way to fake it to make it. But there is stuff that I am watching that is so mind-boggling in terms of how bad the Giants are overthinking their game and how deeply rooted their confidence problem is, okay? When you've got, and I'm trying to think of what the score was, I'm pretty sure, Grandy, back me up on this, still 0-0, still 0-0.
You talking about Saturday?
No, yesterday.
Okay, yeah.
So they don't score Saturday. And then they hadn't scored on Sunday.
Yeah, for a while.
So
the seventh.
We're looking at a good solid 15 innings of goose in Oakland. Okay? And somebody gets a hit. I forget who it was. I think it might Chappie maybe got a walk. Something happened. And then Casey Schmidt came up. And I'm like, kids, gather around. Watch this. Watch this. There's going to be a nice breeze coming through here pretty soon. This guy swings at everything. I'm sorry, Casey, but come on, man. Stop swinging at everything. But he swings and he cues one off the end of the bat. And a little squibber gets right by the first baseman and it goes into short right field. And it's hit so softly that it doesn't get out to the right fielder and whoever the runner was. I think it was a Chapman.
Chapman leadoff single, and Encarnacion struck out, and then the Schmidt single that you're talking about.
Squibber!
That ball got Schmidt on.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it didn't.
First baseman.
I'm okay. I have my shares of eating. Oh, sorry.
We'll allow it. I allowed it. Grandy didn't. He dumped
it. So off Chappie goes to third base. First and third, one out. 0-0. What inning, Grandy? What inning?
Top of the fifth.
Top of the fifth. We haven't scored all weekend long.
0-0 tie.
Have not scored since Thursday. And you got first and third and one out. Gee, what could go wrong? I get that that situation has been awful for the Giants this year. Here comes Mike Yastrzemski. Now, lefty is still throwing. Is that right? The lefty is still throwing.
Yeah, JP Sears.
All right. Sears is still throwing. So, okay.
Tough on lefties.
Tough matchup. I get it. First pitch.
Swing and a drive.
No. First pitch.
I've been wrong a lot this segment.
We square.
Oh, boy.
Two bunt. Not a squeeze play. Chapman is one step off of third base just watching the game, which tells me that we're doing a safety squeeze, which when you haven't scored all weekend, that's one way of being like, well, yeah, we're just, you know, like we're trying something. And of course, predictably, Yaz,
pop him up
in foul ground.
Oh, jeez.
The catcher easily grabs it. Rally over. That's the end of that.
Mm.
I've never watched a professional sports team think less of itself than this Giants team does. To where you have first and third with one out in a scoreless tie, and collectively you think to yourself, I don't see any way that we're going to score here.
Well, you just said it. They hadn't scored since Thursday.
But I don't even know how many of those kinds of opportunities they had. It's not like there were runners at third all weekend. There weren't any runners on at all.
Yeah, on Saturday.
This is the first rally that they had, and they took one pitch to kick themselves out of it without even attempting to drive the run in. Not a squeeze, a safety squeeze. So in other words, it's like, we're going to play a trick on you and see if it works.
By the way, Yaz better against lefties than righties this year also. Hitting 275 against lefties, 230 against righties.
I'm not here to criticize you. I'm here to ask you why you hate yourself so much.
They hadn't scored since Thursday, Mark. And okay. This was a Sunday afternoon. So
they didn't play Friday.
What I'm saying is not wrong, okay?
It's not
you
wrong.
Put up a six spot against Atlanta in a gutsy sweep avoider.
Yeah.
You avoid the sweep with a six-pack of runs. So you didn't score since Thursday, and it was in the eighth inning. So you don't score at all on Friday. You get shut out Saturday, and here you are with ducks on the pond in the fifth on Sunday. I like to play. I like the player.
No, you don't.
I like to play.
No, you don't.
Push a little Bunsky. Yastrzemski, Bunsky, RBI, he beats it out.
I mean,
popped him up.
You try to bunt to the third baseman and have Chapman shadow. Some people were like, what the hell's a safety
Chapman's
squeeze?
Chapman's got some speed now.
Right, but we got to protect for himself now. So you bunt to the third baseman.
Yeah.
Third baseman fields it. Chapman follows the third baseman down the line. If the third baseman throws to first, you take off for home plate and you try to steal that run. If the third baseman doesn't throw to first, well, you scurry back to third base.
And they're loaded.
Which gets you what?
One more crack
at
another bunt.
Exact same situation that you're already in. That's all I want to know, Giants. Like, I get it. I get that you've been through some wars here.
Yeah.
Why do you hate yourself so much? You don't think there's any chance that Mike Yastrzemski get a fly ball? No chance?
Obviously, he didn't feel that. First pitch. Bunting.
So forget the execution of it. It's like a little league coach. Well, we're not going to get mad at the physical errors. We're going to get mad at the mental errors. I'm a little bit more upset at the mental side. Physical side, not good either. Not good either. That's not good execution. Pop the ball right up in the air in foul ground, and you're out. So I don't like the execution, but I hate the idea even more. And it was at that moment that I think I tweeted, the Giants are just playing laughable baseball. Because, by the way, that also came in the fifth inning. If you watched the game, you know what I'm talking about. There had just been inning after inning of ridiculousness on the base paths. Every supposedly fast Giant was getting thrown out at second base when they got to first. They just take off. Let's steal. And they were out by a mile. Yaz, Fitzgerald, Chapman, everybody. You're out, you're out, you're out. They're just getting crushed. This is one of the worst base-stealing teams I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, pretty slow.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Group.
I don't know, man. It's very, very hard to watch.
Yeah, it's tough.
So I'm supposed to believe now that if I just accept if I just accept that when you go to first base, you're going to get thrown out at second, that when it happens, I'll enjoy it more?
No, it's the overall acceptance of what this team is and what the product is, which is you've got a couple of really good pitchers, and Blake Snell, he might get $50 million a year next year in the offseason.
He's unbelievable.
He is unbelievable. And Logan Webb has been sturdy and solid all year, and you've got that to hang your hat on. You've got some individuals who've been pretty good. Patrick Bailey, my God, can we give him like a week off?
Holy
hell. If they could send him down, if they had another guy who could actually catch, give him a week. Can you just give Patrick Bailey a little breather? Like your boy, the Dibber Claus. I got 3 days off last week. It was an unbelievable recharge. I needed it. Patrick Bailey needs a similar thing. Can he have a 3-day vacation where he can just go somewhere and read a book and sit on a hammock and not have to worry about actually trying to hit a baseball? His turns at the plate are akin to what the White Sox are doing as a team.
It is. Go look at the numbers, and it will blow you away.
I just looked at the White Sox numbers. They've lost 31 of their last 35. They are 4-31 in the last 35 baseball games, the White Sox.
And you can't sweep that team?
You better.
You better sweep that team now.
Yeah, seriously. But I mean, that's basically where Patrick Bailey is, though. His season of late has been what the White Sox have been doing of late.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
This is a quick aside because you mentioned Blake Snell.
Okay.
And how much money he's going to get. Do you know how many games Blake has started? I've got all the numbers in front of you, in front of me. The heater that he is on. Do you know how many games it's been?
It's been like 8 games,
I think. That is a correct statement. That is a correct statement.
Yeah, look at me.
In those 8 games.
It's rare.
In those 8 games, all of them quality starts. What's the Giants' record?
Oh, I thought you were looking it up.
No, I'm
in
asking
those
you.
8 games?
I got it in front of me.
Based on the way that everything's been this year, they're probably 5-3.
They're 6-2.
Okay.
Do you know what Blake Snell's record is?
In those games?
In those 8 games.
If they're 6-2 as a team, he's probably 3-1. Maybe 2-1. Yeah, I'm going to go 2-1.
He's 2-0.
2-0. Whatever, Grandy. I was on a little bit of a roll. Blake, I know that he won the game where he threw a no-hitter.
So here, you get a win for the wins.
Yeah.
And then a loss for losses.
Yeah.
I felt better.
Blake Snell, during this heater of 8 outings, has thrown a total of, I'm going to do the, let's see, quick math here.
I have it for you. You want it?
52 1/3 innings.
Correct.
52 1/3 innings. How many runs do you think he's given up in 52?
I'm afraid to answer with Granny so close to the buzzer, but
by the way, all the runs that he's given up, they're all earned.
Yeah.
So it's the same answer.
The answer is
52 1/3.
5?
Oh, so close.
6?
6.
Granny was trying to help me.
How many hits? 54 1/3 innings. How many hits?
14. Oh, God.
20.
All right. I was trying to sound it out and see if Granny would tip it off.
20 hits. How many strikeouts? 52 1/3 innings.
Oh, it's more than a strikeout per inning. I would say it's 73.
Hit the buzzer. 70.
Oh, that's pretty close.
That's pretty, but you overbid. Anyway.
That's a good little run. 70 and 53.
He is on a stunning, I don't know if I can remember in my at least recent life watching a pitcher go on a streak like this. And I know that he doesn't go terribly deep into games. Only twice has he finished three times out of those 8 has he finished the 7th inning. Okay. So I grant you that. But that level of pitching, two wins.
Yeah. Two wins.
Out of eight games, he's been able to earn the win twice, and he barely allows a base runner. He barely allows the other team to touch the ball. He's absolutely perfection personified on the mound right now.
He's incredible.
He is cocky. He is arrogant. He is all of those things because when he winds up, he knows he's going to throw a dart exactly where he wants to throw it.
Last Monday, he faces Atlanta, 6 1/3, 2 hits allowed, 11 strikeouts. They lost the game.
They lost the game.
Because Frisbee guy,
one
Taylor
nothing
Rogers.
In the 10th inning.
1-0.
1-0, and that was the Chris Sale game, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. That's to your point about how it's gone, and that's just the way it goes.
In 5 of the 8 outings, he has given up no runs.
Yeah.
But only 2 wins. So why are we bringing all this up? You know, you brought up how much money. Yeah, I do feel like Blake Snell probably going to opt out.
Yeah, yesterday.
He's the best pitcher in the game right now.
7 innings, 1 earned, 6 hits, 10 punchies.
Best pitcher in the game right now. No decision.
And if you're Blake Snell.
And in fact, he probably should have lost.
Right.
I mean, Mike Yastrzemski's nailing people at third base. The umpire's ringing up strikes on 3-0 pitches with the bases loaded that are out of the zone. He got some breaks.
Yep. He did. But if you're Blake Snell and you love pitching in that park and you're doing really well there, do you really want to come back and be a part of this team where you've got some of your most diehard fans yourself starting to come to terms with accepting mediocrity? Is that really what Blake Snell wants to be a part of, no matter what the money is?
Well, I have no idea about that. It's more to me, this is still an in the moment, like, let's talk about Blake Snell being on this baseball team. And the fact that their offense has reached a level of a lack of confidence to where you can have a pitcher go on a heater like this. And by the way, while this is all happening, maybe not right at the beginning, Logan was a little wobbly coming out of the All-Star break. He has been equally insane the last 4 starts out. To have your 1-2 punch doing this. Now, the other 3 guys in the rotation, it's a little fits and starts. And Robbie Ray the other night, I don't know what's going on there. But so I understand all that. But to have your 1-2 punch doing this, and you can't give these guys 2 runs, you can't win these baseball games. They are so frustrating.
Yeah. 63-63.
They are so maddening to watch. And that's sort of that's where I'm at. It's not like, for a moment, it's not playoffs or not playoffs. They are infuriating to watch play baseball.
Yeah, it's tough.
And I do liken it to, I bet everybody can relate to this. I don't want to get too deep in the weeds, but like we live in an age, especially for teens, where anxiety and depression is absolutely out of control, and watching it is painful. Watching someone go through that is painful, and the Giants have the baseball version of it. Like, you sit there and you're like, why? Why on earth? You come to the plate with a bat and you have like no intention of hitting the ball. You think they give up. They give up before the bat even starts in the biggest moments of the game. And it's just terrible to watch. Part of me understands it. I get why Bomel's like, well, we're not going to get a sac fly.
Yeah, you haven't.
We're not going to get situational hitting here because we're terrible at it. But I'd rather see them just keep swinging, man, and go down. Keep swinging. Don't give up before these at-bats even start. Safety squeeze, 5th inning, 0-0 game.
Hadn't scored since Thursday.
Swing the bat. See what happens. I don't know. Maybe you accidentally hit it.
You might, but the thing that's, I think, most maddening watching it as a Giants fan is that when the pitching was bad, not bad, when the pitching was not great earlier in the year, the offense was better. And now the pitching is, like you said, Snell and Webb have been amazing their last handful of starts, and now the offense has gone south. They haven't had the ability to have the hitting and the pitching line up at the same time. Yet, when you look at it, The math is still there.
Oh, boy.
And I hope Steiny's listening because I didn't get a chance to hit him with that earlier. You're only four games out.
4 games out.
And you've got the White Sox for three. And as I mentioned, the White Sox have
lost. This guy is such a D.
They've lost 31 of their last 35. So you sweep the White Sox.
They have to.
And then, yeah, I mean, that sets you up for a difficult final 5 weeks, but. You know, your pitching is coming to shape. You get the best rotation in baseball.
You're gonna have a Ray. Yeah. You're gonna have a Ray and Harrison game in there. You have to do it now.
Totally.
No Snell game this week. You'll get a Snell game this week, not this series. No Snell game this series. You have to beat him without him. But it does feel like I don't know, and I know you get all upset with the whole must win thing.
Yeah,
it feels like they need to win all of these. It feels like they got to win all three.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you think?
Well, White Sox, no slouch. They did.
Oh, yes, they are.
They did sweep Tampa this year, and they did sweep Cleveland. Oh, no, Cleveland was three out of four.
How long ago was that?
It was April.
Okay.
It was April.
They just recently snapped their, 22-game losing streak or whatever it was.
Sure did.
By winning a game?
Against the A's.
Yes, they beat the A's.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.